First off, I'd like to apologize to Boise State, Coach Peterson and their fans for the incident that transpired last night. As I said last night after the game, I did not see the incident occur. I got to LeGarrette late after it happened, put him in the hands of Scott Frost, our wide receiver coach, and then went to go find Coach Peterson and shake his hand. My statement last night was that I wanted to see the review of the tapes, see exactly what transpired, and then make a decision on what we should do with LeGarrette. After consulting with Mike Bellotti, our athletic director, and President LeRivière this morning, I have suspended LeGarrette Blount for the season. It is my belief and this university's belief that playing football at the University of Oregon is a privilege, and with that privilege goes responsibility. LeGarrette Blount will still be on our team. LeGarrette Blount will just not play for us on Saturday. LeGarrette Blount needs his football program. He needs structure. I think he's taking this very hard, and he understands that he made a mistake, and then he has to pay for that mistake. But we're not going to throw LeGarrette Blount out on the street. I love LeGarrette Blount. And what I told LeGarrette when we met together was that I don't want people to see the LeGarrette Blount that they saw last night. That's not him. And that moment last night will not define him as a person. We will provide him with the structure that's necessary for him to succeed. He's going to practice with his football team. He's going to get the student support services. He's going to go to class. We want to make sure that LeGarrette gets to be great. And if this is a teachable moment for him, that he can bounce back from this. And that LeGarrette Blount won't just be a YouTube clip of this, what happened to him on September 3rd in Boise, Idaho. There's a lot more to LeGarrette Blount. But he understands his actions last night are unacceptable. And that we will not put up with that. That is not the University of Oregon football. That is not the University of Oregon. So he will be with us, but he will not be allowed to play any longer this season.
Question.
Chris,
how does LeGarrette take that
punishment? LeGarrette's hurt. I think he understands that he made a mistake. I'm sure it's a very difficult situation for him to go through. He cried. I cried. I told him he needs to stay with his football program, and we will do everything to support him. It's a tough time for him right now, and we're here to support him. Do I have a sense? Yeah. That's his decision, you know, and I know everything came quick to him. We will provide him everything he needs, but I can't force him to stay with us. About 11 o'clock.
So you said that you didn't see it last night, you know, when you were on the field and all those things. When you did see it for the first time, what was your reaction to the shot?
My reaction was that that's not what we're all about. That's not what we coach. That's not what we stand for. And it's unacceptable.
Just how much damage do you think was done to the program
this year? That's to remain to be seen. No, that's not my call. No, I would hope that the public perception of the University of Oregon is what it's always been. It's an outstanding institution. A young man made a mistake, and he's paying a steep price for that mistake. But again, we don't condone that, and we won't condone that.
Did that factor into the fact that this is being replayed millions of times today all over different channels?
No.
Happening to close?
No.
It was insane.
It's the incident. You can't hit somebody in society, whether they call you a name or whatever transpires. You know, the game of football is a tough, hard physical game that's played for 60 minutes. And you have to understand that. And I told our players directly after the game that the lesson that they better learn from this is that the game of football is played with emotion, but you can't let emotion play with you.
How are the players doing, Chip?
They're on the field right now running. I'm sure they feel bad for LeGarrette. They feel bad about the whole situation. You know, and I know those guys don't know that that's not what Oregon football is, and that's what the perception is out there. And it's our job from here on forward, you know, as a staff and as a program and those players, to change our perception.
Is there a team meeting this morning?
What's that?
Is there a team meeting?
No, we had practice. I just addressed them out on the field at 1 o'clock, and then we will have a team meeting at 4 o'clock.
Mike, of course, you guys are here all last year. I mean, you know, you're really asking.
I have the same feeling, Chip. I mean, we're in concert in terms of our belief about the program, I feel bad for LeGarrette, but obviously he made a mistake. It was a grievous error. The one thing I would say is this is Chip's decision. It's done in concert with the university and the conference, but we were the leading edge in this regard, and his decision was not coerced by anybody. This is his decision, which I stand by 100%.
Did you already hear from the Pac-10? Are they okay with what you had decided
to be at? Yes, we talked to Larry Scott, the commissioner, this morning.
What would you have to say, as you know, obviously, the game on national TV and the way that it's played out in the outages?
Like you said, a lot of people,
this is the only thing that they know about
LeGarrette
Blount at this point, right, that he was really running back. What do you want the public to know about him?
LeGarrette's a good person. And he made a mistake. And unfortunately for him, he's paying dearly for that mistake. You know, what transpires now is what I told him exactly in the office. It's 10% of what happens to you, it's 90% of how you respond to it. So that it's up to him right now to change that perception of him. And how he moves forward from this day is entirely up to him, and we will provide him the necessary support for that to go on. But I have confidence in LeGarrette that he'll make this right.
But did you wrestle with the punishment, or did you know right away what you wanted to do?
After watching the incident, I knew right away what I wanted to do. But I didn't want to make any hasty decisions, and I wanted to watch everything, so made sure I got in early this morning and watched the appropriate footage that we had of it.
Would the situation be different if there wasn't the footage and it wasn't on national television?
If he did the same thing, the situation wouldn't be different. If I knew those were the facts, you know, if I knew that he hit somebody and then he had the incident going off the field, no, that wouldn't change.
Question to the fans. Right. In your mind, though, the initial punch is on the field?
I took it as a totality of everything. Is that you just can't separate and say that this was okay, but this wasn't okay.
Question one to class.
Didn't affect the decision.
Yeah, I may make one statement. The prior suspension of LeGarrette Blount had nothing to do with any violence or anything like that. It's totally unrelated to this one.